The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
One of the most important questions in a breakup is who gets the dog?
The doggy.
Yeah, the dogs, they're the innocent victims of breakups.
I know, it's sad. They like never see the other person ever again, usually.
Do you think they care?
Oh, they definitely care.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, they might care.
You see about dogs that like run away and then they get back and with their owner like a year later, and they're just like out of their mind happy.
What a smack in the face if you did break up with someone and then you got the dog and then the dog ran away from you to go find them, and they were like in the next town over, like 45 miles. It found their house and was like, dude, why did you leave me with them? They're crazy. You know that. Joe is on the phone for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater today. I know I'm joking around, Joe, but that's just what I do. Sorry about that. It's not a good thing that you're calling in for. You think that your wife of 7 years might be cheating on you and you guys have a dog. That's why I brought up that whole thing, but it's not a fun issue. But what's going on?
I've been thinking about giving you guys a call for a couple of days now because my wife's been acting kind of weird, and I'm starting to think there's something going on behind my back, maybe with someone else.
And when you say acting weird,
she works from home. She does a lot of online freelance work for this company called and She does her online work, and then at the end of her online work day, she turns the computer off and joins me, and we live our lives. But lately, she's been staying on her computer a lot more than usual, and I've been getting these funny vibes from her. Like, I'll catch her, we'll catch eye contact, and she'll have this smirk that clearly came from something happening on the screen, not from me. And like, I'll walk into the room, and it seems like she clicks her windows closed real quick. It just little things like that I've started to pick up on, and it's not making me feel very good, and I feel like something else is happening.
Okay, well, okay. I think it was quick, though, to jump to the conclusion that she's cheating, because I often get down a rabbit hole on, like, YouTube, and I just, you know, start laughing at stuff, you know, maybe people falling over, so maybe she's just watching videos on YouTube or something.
Yeah, no. You can tell somebody's, like, change in behavior and cadence and reactions.
Yep. Are you guys cool? Are you having any problems or anything like that?
I mean, the pandemic, we were locked inside with each other for a long time, so we started to climb the walls a bit. It was kind of rough on us. And I was kind of hoping that we were coming out of that kind of haziness, that like negativity. But now this has been happening the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I just don't know what to think about it. I was going to suggest couples counseling, but if she's cheating on me, then I don't see the point.
You don't think that's counselable?
I don't know. I don't think so. If she's betrayed my trust like that, no.
It sounds like you guys are having problems, and if you notice her looking like you think she's looking on her phone and closing windows on the computer and stuff, and that's changed, then yeah, maybe something is going on.
I mean, I say that about the smirk, you know, like in new, like whatever, flings, new relationships, when people get excited, because people do that when they're not cheating. Just and not realizing it.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean? I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You could be talking to a new friend that you're excited about, that you have a new friend and you see a text and you smile.
A new friend? No, like a new fling that you're into. And you might not be doing anything wrong, but you're sitting there on your phone and you're smirking and you're smiling and you're not realizing it.
While you're in a relationship?
No, I said either way.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, single, you would
Why?
Be doing that.
I think it's so confusing.
I'm more confused than...
Okay, people on the phone, are you guys confused, honestly, about what I'm saying?
I'm a little bit, yeah.
Have you thought of a way that we can call her to find out if she is talking to somebody new or...
Well, I'm thinking she's a freelancer, right? So maybe you could call her up like you're calling from the organization. I don't know, maybe their corporate office or something, or maybe she won an award for being a great freelancer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd probably work.
That's pretty good, yeah. All right, cool. So we'll call from there. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and say, thanks for doing a great job for us, getting lots of good reviews, and we'll send you some flowers and see. Would you like flowers? Like, would she send them to you?
Yeah, I don't know if she'd be into sending flowers. But, like, if she's sending it to a guy, I've heard you guys do, like, man packages before. Like,
Yes, we have. We've done many man packages. So, all right. So, we'll tailor something more towards a dude and see if she sends it to you or someone else, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. It's The Jubal Show.
The Jubal Show on demand.
If you're just joining us for today's War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, Joe is on the phone, and Joe thinks that his wife of 7 years might be seeing someone else because they were locked indoors through the whole pandemic together, like most people, and I guess they started to have some problems. He thought it wasn't that big of a deal, thought they'd get back to normal, but lately she's been acting weird on her computer and on her phone, and he's noticed that sometimes he'll look over and she'll have that smirk that kind of smile on her face by accident that you get when you first start talking to someone and you're excited about the text message. Like, oh my God, I wonder what, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I wonder what they're saying. Also, she will close windows when he walks in the room on the computer. And just overall, it seems kind of shady. So we're going to call her from the company, which is like a freelance thing where it's like a Uber, but for jobs.
Yeah.
And and since she does work for them, say, hey, you've been doing a great job and we want to offer you something and then a gift that you can send to someone special in your life. And the gift will be a man package. We're going to call it a man package. It'll have like lotions for guys.
Manly stuff.
And the Jubal Show specializes in man packages.
Yes. We'll see if she sends it to her husband, Joe, or someone else. All right, Joe, you ready?
I'm ready, I guess.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jerobi. I'm calling from... Is this Morgan...
Yeah, this is she.
Sorry for the random phone call. We're calling some of our clients to say... Thank you for the great job that you're doing. You were reflecting really awesome on our website, and we just appreciate the work that you're doing, and thank you for being a good one, because sometimes we get some not so good ones, and you've gotten a ton of positive reviews, so I'll shut my stupid mouth now and just say thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. And we want to send you a $100 Visa gift card.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That sounds great.
And then we have a dozen red roses that you can send to your significant other, should they like red roses. Or we have a man package is what it's called. A beauty box, but for men, it's got some lotions and some shaving stuff. And it's all nice smelling stuff. So which one would you prefer?
You know what? I will do the man package. That actually kind of sounds interesting.
I just need to first, we'll start with a name and then you can put a card with it if you want to say anything, and then I'll need to get the address. So I guess I need the name, first and last name right now.
Yeah, I would like to send it to Joe, and he's my husband.
Oh, okay, so that's nice to send that to your husband. There's nobody else in your life you'd want to send it to at all?
No, I mean, no, my husband and I are, you know, we've been going through it. He deserves something like this. So I'm glad that I have the opportunity to send it to him.
Hey, babe. It's me.
Joe?
Taking a deep breath, yeah.
That's
yeah,
Joe and Morgan. This is actually the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
And my name's Alex.
And my name's English Evan.
And this is the Jubal Show, and we do a segment on the show where we try to catch people cheating, and your husband hit us up because he had some suspicions, and it sounds like you're not cheating. That's what this whole thing is now.
I'm really sorry, babe. I thought I had to do this. I'm really sorry. And
why do you think I'm cheating on you? Stupid. Like, what? I don't understand. What's going on?
Well, I mean, you've been acting weird lately. You like stay at your computer all night. You're always giving googly eyes to the screen instead of me. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I thought something else was happening.
Googly eyes at the screen? What does that mean?
I mean, it looks like you're flirting with somebody on the computer because you're sitting at the keyboard all night, and every time you're clicking on the keyboard and then you smile and I catch eyes with you and you like wipe the smile off your face real quick, like I caught you doing something. What was I supposed to do?
You're worried about how I look at my computer?
Well, I mean, and then I come over to talk to you and you close windows real quick, like you don't want me to see what's happening. I mean, I'm really glad that nothing bad is happening. I just, now I feel like...
Honey, I work online. I mean, that my job is to be at my computer all the time. I was hired as an assistant, and I didn't really want to tell you because of this, and it's a really dumb job, but the guy that hired me as his assistant sometimes has me talk to his girlfriend as if I'm him.
What?
So I'm keeping what? Up what? With her.
I'm confused on
what?
That one.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I work for and people hire me to do duties for them, to complete tasks. And this guy hired me as his personal assistant. So I help with emails, I help with data, and sometimes I have to, you know, text his girlfriend and make sure that she's doing okay. He's a busy guy. It's kind of just what I have to do.
So you basically flirt with this dude's girlfriend so he doesn't have to all day?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
So he doesn't want you to be like her friend. He wants you to flirt with her.
Well, he wants me to be him.
Yeah,
she's acting like him.
Yeah, she's acting. So he doesn't have to respond during the day.
That is weird.
Wow. The things that some people get paid for.
Seriously, that guy's like, oh my God, my girlfriend will not leave me alone. I'm a very busy man. I had to hire a assistant to flirt with her for me. That's crazy.
I feel stupid and poor.
It also sounds made up. Like, just for me, I don't need proof of that. But Morgan, can you show Joe proof? Because if I was him, I'd be like, that sounds made up.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I actually believe her.
I do too. I mean, it's both. Like, I believe her because I believe if somebody would do that, then I also know if I was in Joe's shoes, I might be like, that isn't a very impressive lie. Yeah. But I also don't want to be the guy to be like, let me see, you know? So I'm going to say, can you prove it to Joe?
I'm thinking we should expand this into a business. We should find more guys that don't have time to talk to their girlfriends.
Oh, so you're up for it.
Yes, I definitely can. I just didn't want you to judge me, honey. That's all.
No judgments. This went so much better than I thought it was going to.
The only person that really loses out is that dude's girlfriend.
The Jubal Show on demand.